Principle 7, focus on real food.
Romans 12, 1 through 2, NIV. Therefore, I urge you, brothers and sisters, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God. This is your true and proper worship. Do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, his good, pleasing, and perfect will.
The 80-20 rule. Because of my autoimmune disease, I'll discuss this in more detail later, I feel my absolute best when I'm eating clean. For me, that's a diet of meats, poultry, beef, and seafood, fruits, non-starchy vegetables, nuts and seeds, and natural oils, olive oil, palm oil, etc. I don't eat a lot of grains, dairy, beans, refined sugar, or processed oil like canola oil, vegetable oil, or soybean oil. This is 80% of my diet. The other 20% is whatever I want. I didn't come by this mathematically. How I eat boils down to how do I feel. For example, last week my diet was probably more 60-40, and I can tell that I'm feeling tired and sluggish now because of it. This week, I'm back on track and feeling much better because of it. The question you're going to ask is, why not eat clean 100% of the time? I know that if I did that, I would feel absolutely fantastic. But I also know that if I go down that road, I'm going to go crazy. Trying to eat, quote, perfect is what made me obsessed with dieting. That's something you have to avoid. Eating 20% non-clean foods is enough that I don't feel deprived and not so much that my body is suffering because of it. I'm very against diets that deprive you of food because they leave you feeling overwhelmed. A 2011 New York Times study on decision fatigue discovered that prisoners who appeared before a particular parole board in the morning received parole 70% of the time. In the afternoon, that number dropped to 10%. I think the decision makers on that parole board heard one excuse after another and just got tired. It's what's called decision fatigue. We as human beings get overwhelmed when we have too much information coming at us. There's no truer instance than when you're searching for the right diet. One book says food A leads to cancer and you should never eat it under any circumstances, but eat lots of food B. However, the second book tears down food B and champions food A as the healthiest food in the world. Does that sound familiar? Instead of driving myself crazy with diets that changed with the direction of the wind, I decided to focus on eating whole foods and as few chemicals as possible. I didn't ban the foods that I liked. I just made it my mission to find a way to satisfy my cravings without taking a trip to Chemical City. Chemical City. Chemical City is a phrase I use around my home to describe foods that I think are loaded with chemicals and are way unhealthy for you. If my son asks for something that I think crosses that line, my response is, no way, that's Chemical City. These are the foods I actively avoid. Let's take a look at your average coffee creamer, for example. Coffee creamer. The coffee creamer you have in your refrigerator or cabinet could be full of corn syrup solids and something called diglycerides. Diglycerides alone can contain trans fats, even if the nutrition label says there are no trans fats. Instead of coffee creamer, I'll use coconut milk if I absolutely need something extra in my coffee. If I want a boost of energy, I'll have a green juice instead of an energy drink. Some of the ingredients found in energy drinks include sucralose and acesulfame potassium. Green juice is a much healthier option. I make mine with spinach, celery, kale, lemon, cucumber, and ginger. A little side note about green juice. I think it's great. If you're someone who doesn't like it, just give it a chance. Green juice replenishes you with vital nutrients and vitamins and counteracts cravings. I use a Breville brand juicer for my green juice. It's a masticating juicer, which is the most efficient kind. The other most popular option is a centrifugal juicer. This type of juicer is usually cheaper, but not as effective at extracting all the nutrients you want from fruits and vegetables. Now, I think this goes without saying, but when I'm talking about juice in this section, I'm not referring to pasteurized juices you can buy from the store. Another drink to mention when discussing chemicals is wine. We discuss wine in detail in this book, but in short, I'm not against it if you can find an organic wine. If I drink 2 glasses of wine with chemicals in it, I feel terrible the next day. The number one chemical you can find in wine is sulfur dioxide. It can cause migraine headaches, skin irritations, breathing problems, and more. On top of that, wine has a lot of added sugar, and pesticides are sprayed all over the grapes that make it. The workers who spray pesticide wear protective clothing like hazmat suits. Shouldn't that be a major red flag? If you drink organic red wine, you can avoid the pesticides. Visit ChantelRayWay.com to see what brands of wine I recommend along with some of my other favorite products. On the topic of alcohol, I need to state that I am anti-beer. Besides the fact that I can't stand the taste of beer, beer is full of chemicals. Most beer are filled with high fructose corn syrup, HFCS, a lot of artificial flavors, and carrageenan.
1 Corinthians 6:19 through 20 NIV. Do you not know that your bodies are temple of the Holy Spirit, who is in you, whom you have received from God? You are not your own. You were bought at a price. Therefore, honor God with your bodies.
In whatever you eat, remember that your body is a temple. If it's a temple, why would you put chemicals in it? I'm not big on drinking my calories, but I have a ton of super thin friends who do. For them, it comes mostly from wines and mixed drinks. If you keep it in your eating window, that's fine. However, I recommend staying far, far away from sodas. If you take 10 teaspoons of sugar and lay it on the table, you're looking at the amount of sugar in a 12-ounce can of soda. That's ridiculous. On top of that, it's not even real sugar. You're drinking something called high fructose corn syrup, HFCS. It's a chemical derivative of corn syrup, and you can find it in bread, yogurt, crackers, cookies, and more. HFCS is not real sugar. It's basically just straight chemicals. Now, I'm not anti-sugar. I just recommend real sugar. Raw sugar, raw honey, coconut sugar, dates, and maple sugar are all great options. But I avoid HFCS like the plague. If you're on the lookout for artificial sweeteners, check the backs of the packaging on the foods you eat and look for these kind of ingredients: aspartame, saccharin, sucralose, acesulfame, potassium, acesulfame K. I prefer that you use real sugar rather than these ingredients or any artificial sugars. As an alternative to sugar, I believe stevia leaf or powder is okay since it's a natural sweetener. There are also preservatives to look out for. For this reason, I try to eat very little packaged food. I prefer fresh foods as opposed to anything canned, jarred, or boxed. If I'm eating corn, I want corn on the cob instead of corn from a can. Another chemical I'm really against, dimethylpolysiloxane. Yes, that's a long word, and it's probably present in a lot of food that you eat. It's a type of silicone with anti-foaming properties that's used in a wide variety of products, including Silly Putty. Unfortunately, you can find it in mashed potatoes and most fast food chicken sandwiches and French fries. Azodicarbonamide, also called the yoga mat compound, can be found in commercially baked bread. It's in almost 500 food products. As you could guess from the nickname, it's used in yoga mats and it's added to bread to maintain texture. It's an unnecessary chemical. You even have to watch out for the healthy foods. You can find a chemical called carrageenan in almond milk. It's basically a thickener that keeps liquids from separating. It's allowed in organic foods, and it's been linked to colon cancer, IBS, and gastrointestinal problems. I've started making my own almond milk because I haven't found any that doesn't have loads of chemicals in it. Just about Everyone knows about MSG, or monosodium glutamate. It's in everything from restaurant foods to chips and frozen dinners. If I look at a food label and I don't know what one of the ingredients is, then that's something I'm going to try to keep out of my diet. Take a look at these nutrition labels on the foods you eat every day and see what you find. Here are a few common foods and snacks and the suspicious ingredients you can find in them. It's eye-opening what you'll discover from a quick web search. Deli turkey breast contains carrageenan. Cheese-flavored nachos contains MSG, corn syrup solids, and artificial colors like yellow 6 or red 40. Cereal bars contain high fructose corn syrup. Diet colas contain sucralose and acesulfame potassium. Frozen dinners contains maltodextrin. Non-fat Greek yogurt contains sucralose and acesulfame potassium. Let's talk about dairy for a second. I do love dairy, but only when it's clean dairy. Most dairy products are filled with so many chemicals and hormones. I just don't feel good when I eat it. Most of the time, I don't eat much dairy at all, and that's hard since I love ranch dressing. If you're drinking milk, go for raw dairy from a cow. On the topic of raw milk, I know that certain states have made it illegal, which I think is ridiculous. Virginia, Maryland, New Jersey, West Virginia, North Carolina, Ohio, and Tennessee are just a few. I'm not telling you to do anything illegal, but if you can't drink raw milk, it might not be a good idea to have it at all. Use homemade almond milk or cashew milk for coffee. It's not hard. I recommend using a 2-to-1 ratio of water to nuts to make sure it's thick enough. Again, there's nothing wrong with dairy if your body can process it. My body struggles with it, but if there's a day I really want a bowl of nachos, I'll have it. Crutch foods. For people who are beginning intermittent fasting for the first time, cutting out all chemicals and artificial sweeteners can be a challenge. Drinking only water, unsweetened tea, and black coffee during your fast may seem impossible at first. If cutting out all things you're used to is a major hangup that's keeping you from starting this plan, then you might need to start with crutch foods. Crutch foods are foods that I normally don't recommend you consume while you fast. These foods are only allowed as a starting point until you can progress to a point that you can commit to the fast completely. Crutch food examples: bone broth. If you're going to eat bone broth, make sure it's homemade. Those bone broth bouillons are Chemical City. Coconut oil or heavy cream in coffee. Diet sodas, sugarless gum, breath mints. Fruit-flavored sparkling water. Remember, this is just a starting point. These kind of foods will spike your insulin and counteract the purpose of the fast, so you don't want to remain here.
Exodus 15, 22 through 24, NIV. Then Moses led Israel from the Red Sea, and they went into the desert of Shur. For 3 days they traveled into the desert without finding water. When they came to Marah, they could not drink its water because it was bitter. That is why the place is called Marah. So the people grumbled against Moses, saying, "What are we to drink?"
I thought of this verse because of a friend of mine who was trying to stop using Splenda and sugar in her tea. She kept complaining about how bitter tea was without sweetener, and I told her she reminded me of this scripture. Over time, her body got used to it, and now she drinks unsweetened tea all the time. It was the same for me. I didn't think I could drink unsweetened tea because I found it so disgusting at first. In the beginning, you will grumble a little bit, but keep the Israelites in mind. It's funny because they were only 3 days into their freedom from Egyptian slavery, and already they were complaining. This is going to happen to you when you start fasting. You'll want to grumble and complain, but that's where faith has to kick in.